audio for The Caliphates. This is the ER version. If you don't see ER at the top of your paper, you should be using the other audio track. The Ummah under Muhammad, 622 to 632 AD. Muhammad and most of the Muslims fled the city of Mecca in the year 622. This is called the Hijra. In 629, the Muslims returned and actually conquered Mecca, and shortly after that, most of the tribes of Arabia had pledged loyalty to Muhammad or had entered an alliance with him. The Rashidun Caliphate, 632 to 661 AD. The founder of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad, died in the year 632. His successor, the first caliph, was elected in that same year. The first four caliphs, which was only about the first 30 years, they are known as the rightly guided caliphs, or the Rashidun caliphs. They all knew Muhammad personally. And during their reigns, the caliphate grew stronger and succeeded in conquering vast areas of the Middle East, Egypt, and Persia. The Umayyad Caliphate, 661 to 750 AD. The last of the Rashidun caliphs was overthrown in a civil war in 661. The governor of Syria, Muawiyah, won the civil war and turned the caliphate into a hereditary monarchy in the hands of his family, the Umayyad dynasty. Under the Umayyads, the empire grew immensely. North Africa, Spain, and much of Central Asia and India were conquered. However, a number of military defeats in the 700s put an end to that wave of Islamic conquests. But despite these setbacks to their ambitions, the Umayyad caliphs ruled a vast state, one of the largest empires in the history of the world. The Abbasid Caliphate, 750 to 1258 AD. In 747, a group called the Abbasids revolted against the Umayyad government. By 750, the Abbasid forces had control of most of the caliphate, and all the surviving members of the Umayyad family were either tracked down and killed. The Abbasid caliphate is by far the longest dynasty of the early caliphate. The strength of the Abbasids was neither military nor was it political. Within 200 years of their takeover, there were a dozen new states that had sprung up out of the caliphate. But each of these were technically loyal to the Abbasids, they just were rarely actually loyal. The Golden Age of Islam. The rule of the Abbasids has generally been termed the Golden Age of Islam. The Abbasids put a lot of focus on scientific, philosophical, and mathematical understandings. During this time, the caliphate made enormous advances in most scientific pursuits. Of particular note are advances in math, like algebra was created in the caliphates, advances in medicine, and astronomy. It was also the center of culture, where literary works from the Middle East, Europe, Africa, India, and China could all be found in great number. And it was also extraordinarily wealthy. Merchants from the caliphate purchased silk, spices, porcelain, paper, coffee, citrus, tea, and a bunch of other rare goods. And they would then sell them to Europe and to Africa at enormous markups, becoming very rich in the process. Baghdad, center of the world. At the center of the Abbasid trade routes, the Caliph al-Mansur built the new city of Baghdad. This new city stood at the center of trade routes that stretched from Africa to Asia to Europe to Indonesia. And Caliph al-Mansur's new city of Baghdad was built to stand unrivaled, the greatest city in the entire world. The city became the center of world trade, learning, and culture. It is one of the tragedies of history that absolutely nothing remains today from Baghdad's golden age. However, 9th century geographer and historian Al-Yakubi described the early Baghdad as a city with no equal on earth, either in the Orient or the Occident. The House of Wisdom. The center of Baghdad was the House of Wisdom, which was an enormous library. The House of Wisdom's first project was collecting and translating numerous works of Greek philosophy, science, and history. Works were requested from libraries in the West, and they were brought back to Baghdad to translate. And at the same time, such works were actually disappearing from Europe, as the literate population of Europe declined all throughout the early Middle Ages. And if it was not actually for the House of Wisdom, most of that Greek canon probably would not have survived. Scholars and scientists from all over Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and Asia all came to the House of Wisdom to study. From this center came enormous advances in math, astronomy, optics, and medicine. It was the opening of trade between Europe and the Caliphate in the 1200s, which actually brought on the beginning of Europe's ascension. The Renaissance, Enlightenment, Scientific Revolution, they all draw their inspiration from the works of Muslim scholars or the works reintroduced to Europe from the Caliphate. End of the Caliphate. In 1258, the Mongols arrived from Central Asia. They had been insulted by the Abbasid Caliph al-Mutasim, and so the Mongol armies crushed the armies of the Abbasids, and they laid waste to Baghdad. The accomplishment of the House of Wisdom and the Islamic Golden Age were brought to a cruel and bloody halt. The mosques, libraries, homes, and hospitals of the great city were all destroyed. The family of the last Abbasid Caliph al-Mutasim, as well as hundreds of thousands of the city inhabitants, were killed, and the extensive collection of books from the House of Wisdom were thrown into the Tigris River. Mamluks and Ottomans. The fall of the Abbasid Caliphate led to a number of empires that continued to claim the authority of Muhammad's successor. The two greatest of those, the Mamluk and Ottoman Sultanates, were both very strong military powers with very conservative governments. The Mamluk Sultanate of Egypt filled the vacuum in the Islamic world immediately after the fall of Baghdad. They appointed a puppet caliph, and they pretended to carry on the Abbasid dynasty. And sometimes they are referred to as the Cairo Abbasid Caliphate, but there is no real connection between the two dynasties. The sultan ruled, not the caliph. The Ottoman Sultanate began to rise in the 1300s as the Mongols fell out of power in the Middle East. A rivalry began at this time between the Ottomans and the Mamluks for dominance of the Ummah. In 1517, the Ottomans conquered the Mamluks and had the last of the Cairo Abbasids surrender his place as caliph to the Ottoman Sultan. For the next 400 years, the Ottomans would dominate Islam. Most of the Muslim world was reunified under the Ottomans, and for the first time in centuries, new lands were actually added to the caliphate. For the second time in history, the caliphate pushed deep into Europe, culminating in the defeat at Vienna in 1683. During the 1750s, the Ottomans began a long decline that would eventually end in the splitting up of the empire at the end of World War I in 1918, and it finally collapsed entirely just a few years later in 1924. And that's the end.